Back now with day-to-day and a Labor Day report card on the U.S. workforce. Steve Tripoli joins us from Marketplace. Steve, what is the state of working America this Labor Day? And let me congratulate you for being in at the office on this day.
And you too, Alex. For openers, lots of people are working, I guess including us today. 62% of America's working age population is employed, which is very high both historically and compared to other wealthy countries. But I really want to go beyond the who's doing what today. I called Andy Sum at Northeastern University's Center for Labor Market Studies, and I asked Andy to choose the single most surprising labor statistic he knows. And Andy wonders why American workers have managed very solid productivity gains for 5 years now, yet they're seeing literally none of their increased output coming back in their paychecks.
And that result is puzzling, because we've always argued that productivity is a key to wage growth. Our productivity performance record was outstanding, and our real wage growth record was extremely poor. Basically, we have a labor market environment in which workers really don't have much bargaining power. And that's true even at the top of the labor market, as well as among, you know, less skilled workers at the bottom.
Steve, we've heard a lot about stagnating paychecks and wage disparities these days. What's the story there?
Well, the story is that fully 90% of workers have seen their pay trail inflation for the past 3 years. People are also paying more for benefits or getting fewer of them, especially health insurance and pensions. And one recent survey shows workers are really worried about being able to afford not only health insurance and retirement, but other essentials like education and energy. So there are a lot of anxious workers out there, Alex, and that shows up in one other statistic, the very large number of people working long hours, even though most of them claim they don't want to.
Well, they say they don't want to, but maybe they really do. Maybe Americans just like to work.
Well, you know, for some people, that's probably true. There are good and bad forces driving how much we work. We're healthier later in life, so we can work more. There are a lot of well-educated folks have jobs they want to hold on to. But also, by historical standards, household debt burdens are very high. So we're working because we can and because we like it, but we're also working to pay off our many creditors. And it has to be said that the least educated workers in their households are being hammered. They have declining wages and very heavy debt burdens that are often triggered by all their lost buying power.
What do economists see coming? What's the forecast?
Well, the news there is good. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says America's supply of jobs will keep growing in the coming decades, though slowly, and baby boomers leaving the labor force will free up even more work. And, you know, there's one final thing, Alex. Most Americans this Labor Day say they're significantly better off than their parents were. Workers are struggling for things that used to come more easily, and they're facing uncertain times at work. But by any standard, this is still a rich country. And later today, Alex, on Marketplace, we're going to have a little fun for those firing up the grill for one last summer barbecue. We'll take you behind the wheel of a Wienermobile.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve Tripoli. And listen, take the rest of the day, babe. Steve Tripoli.
Have a hot dog, Alex.
Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, from American Public Media.